Today I'm going to be sharing with you the stories of four saints that are in my life, and to be more anonymous, all of these saints are from previous churches. I'm not going to mention anybody from Crossroads because that might be just a little bit too personal, and it would be, I'd need their approval, but here I have their approval to share these with you. If you were to ask me, I have so many acquaintances and friends over the years who have been remarkable, not only in how they have been gifted by God, but also in their willingness to offer those gifts for the sake of others and for the sake of the church that they serve. And one of the persons, the first person I want to share with you today about is a man named Frank. And he is a person who I suppose there are some people who might not be regard Frank as a saint. That person had a tough story, but he was willing to share it. You see, he was a recovering alcoholic, and I offered his name and phone number to me to offer to other people who were experiencing the same sort of personal issues about addiction. So sometimes, not often, but sometimes, I would refer someone to Frank as a way of somebody who's been on that path, that same path that other person is on. And Frank could share his story, offer and listen to where the other person is, and maybe offer some hope and some guidance about groups that he could be a part of. So I'd say something like this to the person that I'm meeting who is having an addiction problem, usually to alcohol. I don't have a lot of experience in alcohol addiction, but I know someone in the church that is able to help and at least listen to you and maybe offer some guidance for you. And if you want, I can call them for you. And then it would be in the other person's court to decide if they would like to have me make that contact. It is in the church, or at least it's supposed to be in the church, that someone would be considered a saint who other people in the world might consider a failure or some way deficient, or maybe because they're an addict. Someone whose wounds in their life that they've experienced over the years would prevent them from being a saint. But those wounds are also the very source of other people's healing and wholeness and growth. And that's certainly the case the way it was for Frank. What he experienced, not only the experience through AA, but also through just the going down to the pits, is something that is a gift to other people, because they know now that they're not traveling that road all by themselves. Sometimes in the church, our wounds, our failures actually become our spiritual gifts that we offer to other people, just like Frank. Of course, we are, as Christians, trying to follow a crucified Savior, Jesus of Nazareth. And the cross, remember, was a sign of suffering, and it was a sign of failure, at least in the eyes of the Roman Empire. It was transformed from that sign of failure and suffering into a sign of our very salvation. So why should I be surprised that in the faith, as we live it out, as we try to live it out the very best we can, why should I be surprised that our weaknesses actually become our strengths? I think of another saint. His name is Hayden. Hayden loved to ask questions. He was a genuine student of the faith. Hayden was in his community respected for his intelligence. He was respected for the leadership that he offered the community of which he was a part. Especially, he was asked to be a co-chair to raise money for a public library in this in his community. And he and this other person did just that. But Hayden was always seeking and always interested in learning more about the Christian faith. And his openness to learning freed others who might not participate to join in, to kind of go with him in this path of learning and seeking out to be more understanding. Hayden freely admitted that he didn't know as much as he'd like, although he knew a lot more than most people. But he didn't allow that to become an excuse for him not to begin. After a while, Hayden was allowing other people to lead as well. And Hayden himself began teaching adult classes in the life of the church about different subjects. So I, for example, will always remember the time and the effort that he put in making M. Scott Peck's book, The Road Less Traveled, a remarkable journey for all of us who were able to participate in that study. Hayden had a remarkable gift to bring people together with different beliefs and convictions, and to honor those convictions that other people had, and then to share our understandings together as well in a very non-threatening experience. Everybody in the group was honored. Everybody was heard out. Everybody was offered respect and given respect, and all had a faith and an experience worth sharing. So, saint number three, Dora. Dora was great at communicating with other people, but Dora was getting older, and she was getting to be less and less mobile than she was before. And that was really frustrating to Dora. She was largely confined to home. But her spirit, the way she approached people, it was very mobile. Because you see, whenever she would hear some good news or somebody would communicate something about somebody in the church family or in the community for that matter, maybe a teenager that was accepted to go to college or someone who received a promotion at work or maybe the birth of a new baby, Dora let others know by phone. That was her ministry and that was her gift, not only to the congregation, but to God as well. And she saw it as that. In any church, at least any church that I know about, there are bound to be disagreements, sometimes controversies, and even sometimes divisions. But my fourth saint, Anne, was what I guess you could call a peacemaker. After a difficult church council meeting, Anne kept people talking together. Jesus one time said in the Sermon on the Mount that blessed are the peacemakers, one of the Beatitudes. Anne was one of those blessings. Anne once said, Jesus didn't command us to agree with each other, but he did command us to get along in love. And I'm not sure exactly where you could find that scripture, but the spirit of what Jesus' ministry is that in effect. It is interesting to note that Anne never actually, at least during my tenure as pastor in that church, never served as a chair of a committee or a group. She was always in the background, and yet at the same time, while in the background, also offered leadership in ways that were very effective, and yet still not as a chair. She had a gift, a ministry of being able to also bring people together to listen to each other and to keep everybody communicating with each other. So I suppose this is my time to ask each one of us to ponder in our hearts, what is your spiritual gift? A test of any spiritual gift, at least according to St. Paul, is that A gift should be used for the good of others. Or as Paul might say at some point in his writings, for the building up of the church. A spiritual gift is not necessarily a warm glow or a happy feeling or a positive attitude toward life that one receives by doing something. I think of Martin Luther King. He didn't like and have fun doing the things he did, and yet his gift of being a prophet to the nation and to the nations was important and certainly God-given. In fact, according to today's scripture from Paul in this first letter to the Corinthians, the test for whether or not a gift is of the Holy Spirit or not is whether that gift enhances the life of people or the church family as a whole. And I think that it's one of life's great challenges for all of us to be the sort of people who discover and who claim and even cultivate the spiritual gifts of other church members. The church, as Paul reminds us in today's scripture lesson, is a place of diverse spiritual gifts. I pray that you may know that you are gifted by God to be of help to others. I pray that you might use that gift in the service of God so that where your pastor falls short, and certainly I fall short in different areas, and where there's a need in our church family, you might be able to offer that gift for the building up of Crossroads United Methodist Church or of whichever congregation you are a part. May God's grace and blessing remind you of those gifts that have been given to you by way of the Holy Spirit. Amen.